WQX at 4DJC.
Day, sir.
Yeah, I got a little choked there when I was trying to talk to the mic, I guess. I'm upstairs in my upstairs bedroom where the grandkids stays in. I got inside here just mounted, and hope I'm getting in the repeater okay today. I've been using a little small beam. I decided to put a little Ringo up for a little tryout period. I've used it before, but I said I'd try this one. I'm about where the attic would be in most houses. I'm on the story and a half, just like two stories in the back, so I'm up above with the probably about where the garage ridge vent would be, so I'm up pretty high. And of course, you know, in the way these houses are built now, there's not a lot of metallic stuff on the roof or anything to do it. I would mount it in the attic in the garage, and I don't really have an attic, much of an attic, with a store and a half, so I'd have to put it in the garage. I may put it outside maybe sometime this spring when the weather gets a little warmer.
My antenna is up in the attic of my house right now, and I've got a new Comet dual band that I'm going to try to put up probably Tuesday of next week. I've got everything ready to put it up. I just got to get me a boom lift so I can get up to where I'm going to put it. I'll put it up on the gable of my house. And it'll be about 40 foot high when I do that. It'll be probably about another 15 foot higher than what my antenna is now, you know. I should be able to hit the repeater a little better.
Tiny bit of noise in the background, not much at all. The audio sounds real good, whatever radio you use. The handle here is Jerry, by the way, J-E-R-R-Y, Juliet, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee. And I'm in Anderson. I'm just about a mile and a half from where the Sam's Club is, just off the Grand Road.
Yes, sir. My name's Jeff. I'm over here at Ware Place. You're sounding real good over this way also.
Down on the lake, I could see the lake. I'm probably about, maybe about 700 feet. I may be about 30, 40 feet above the full pool, but I'm about two lots above where the lake is. I'm kind of down in a hole. I had a good bit of vegetation on one side of it, but they're clearing off a lot. Just been backing down here for about 40 years, and they cut down some of the trees, and I got maybe a little bit better shot at it through there especially during the summertime when it was so, vegetation was so heavy. I may have a little better shot that way. But I said I was using a little beam, just moving around if I needed, but really the Ringo does a good job, or at least it has in the past years gone by, and I just thought I'd pull this one back out and give it a try. And it seems to be receiving pretty well. And SWR is pretty low on it too, although I do have a dual band radio. I don't get off 440 much anyway, but those Comets are good antennas. Yeah, they make their verticals are real good. And is that the one that's got like a fiberglass mast?
Yes, it is. It's a 10-foot fiberglass mast with three little stainless steel ground planes on it.
Smaller one, I think it's a CM1 or something like that. I looked at one of those. It's got three little radiators on the bottom of it. That's only about, it's under 5 feet tall. But I always liked the way the Comet was designed, because you got your connector inside the mast that's not exposed to the elements like it is in a Ringo or some of the other ones.
what I liked about it. I think this one's the GP6, I believe it was. I'd have to go back and look, but I believe that was the GP6.
It seemed. I mean, just GP1 is when I looked at, and that well made. Anything a Comet or a Diamond makes is really well fabricated. They use a quality of aluminum. They use the fitting draw for top notch from all experience I've had with them over the years.
Yes, sir. So you right down there next to Brown's Bridge, you say?
Hit the where the roundabout is there above the boat ramp.
Yeah.
I'm at Lakewood Subdivision. It's on if you headed out back towards head back towards the Greenville, head away from Walmart and Sam's. I'm on the left hand side of the road down at the bottom of the hill in the subdivision. There's, like I said, there's normal house down below me. They're right on the lake shore, but I'm only one lot, one lot up above them, so I'm not high enough up in the air. I used to live off Midway Road, and I could see all the stuff in town. I could see the water tower and all that sort of thing from back one of my house, and I could hit the Anderson repeater on the hospital with about less than a half watt and be full quieting into it. I got accustomed to that, but I had lived there we moved away from that section about 25 years ago. No, it's been longer than we've been here, 25 years now, I guess.
Of Anderson repeater, is it over there on the water tower?
I think both the 440 and the 2 meter repeater. I don't think they've moved. They were talking about moving one of them one time, but they're both there on top of the AnMed Hospital downtown.
Yeah, I wasn't sure where they were at over there.
I know they were talking about moving that 9-7 repeater out there where the airport is, sometime last year. When they had those high winds, they had some storm damage, and I think they had to do some work on one of them. And, all those, the 9-7 and the 440, I think 442, 825, the 4-7 and several, they're all linked together in one of those link systems. When you key those up, you talk to, it goes all over the state, a good part of the state if it's all linked together. But the 4-7 repeater there, I think it's on, I want to say it's over on Paris Mountain or somewhere, but no, excuse me, 4-7 may be at Caesar's Head. I'm not sure exactly where that one is now. I may be wrong. I think the 3-7's on Paris, but the 4-7 and the 9-7 and the 825 are late, and I'm sure there's some other ones in the lower part of the state, and I think one up at Long Mountain is linked to you. I don't even know all the repeaters that are linked into that system. N4DJC for ID.
PQX. Let me get your call again. I didn't catch it, so I can log it in.
Okay, it's November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC.
Said your name was Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jerry, I got it that time. Sometimes if I ain't paying real close attention, I've had this old COVID, man, and I tell you what, at least I think that's what it is. I never got tested for it, but we had a major outbreak of it at our church, and it was a ton of people got it. And I was there when it broke out, so I'm nearly positive I got it too,
But if you had been in the hospital, you're very lucky then, because it really, this time of year is when I usually wind up with a bronchitis or something anyway. I always have trouble being real dry and all that sort of thing anyway with medication I'm taking. So when I start getting dry, I start coughing and going on. But we've tried to be real careful and stay away from other folks as much as possible. But I tell you the way this thing is spreading around now, I mean, it's everywhere now, I guess. But you have a rare place, and I tell you what, that's a hog man, and then you get into it awful good from a rare place.
I figured I was hitting the Caesar's Head repeater from here. It's at 146.610 is that Caesar's Head repeater, you know.
That's what you're on now. And, it's a good repeater. It's got good curve. It's got lobes. Some ears, if you're in one direction, it's better than his other ears. And if you're off one of those lobes, it's not quite as good. But if you're right there with that one of those lobes, I've talked to people when the conditions were good. You know, they were headed into Columbia. It still sounded real good on it. Kind of like that old, almost like that old 145.19 on Mount Mitchell. It's still pretty good. I can't get into it unless the conditions are really good in the evenings. But, you know, one time that was, you know, that had the best coverage anywhere in the southeast just about.
I tell you, I stay on that repeater all the time. I mean, I talk to them guys up there more than I talk to anybody. There's a ton of people talk on that repeater all the time. I don't know how many friends that I talk to up there in North Carolina and Tennessee and up in that area.
A good bunch of folks on that repeater. The people that used to frequent, I know. First, I got my license in 79, and got my novice in 79, and then got my technician, took the general exams. I got my technician about April of 79, and then I got my general around June or July, I guess, passed my 13 word per minute code. And I was living up in Rock Hill at that time, and I was working for Springs in Fort Mill, and I could hit that Mount Mitchell repeater on a handheld inside my office in Fort Mill and talk to somebody in Knoxville that was sitting there when the World Fair was in Knoxville back in the 80s. I could talk to somebody that was walking around the World Fair, and they were on a handy-talkie, too.
Yeah, I just got my technician card third week of November this year, and I'm working on my general now.
You're on a good start then, but you know, that's, like I said, I'm kind of on and off active-wise. I was real active up until about 92, and we moved down here, and I stayed on handhelds and stuff like that, and you know, I'd basically gotten off HF when we left Rock Hill, and I haven't been on HF since then. I've been fooling around with handhelds off and on, but I'm retired now, so I decided to get a little more serious about it, get me a decent mobile rig to mount as a base here at the house. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it as much as I always have.
Radio, did you get you?
DR, a steel bander, and this got APRS, and do a full duplex. And I use it on, satellite work too. I work SO50 and the ISS repeater, and some APRS and the digipeater on the ISS when it's turned on back on again. I do a fair amount of that. I haven't been very active this week, but you know, last week I was pretty active on the space station we were flying over. I made contacts, one or two contacts about every pass up until about a week ago, and then it got busy, real busy again, and I kinda laid off it for a while. I'll get back on again when it looks like the passes get a little better for me and where I am.
And I'm interested in. I don't even know if my radio would do that. I bought a Yazoo. It's a FT-991A. I just have got it.
All of them actually worked. FM. It won't do APRS, which is, you know, is like a digital packet type mode. It won't do that, but that's, you know, that's not, I turn mine on, run it once in a while, but there's not a lot of people on it around here anymore, and you can use contact and through the space station, but it's not like talking on it, but all you got to do is just have be able to transmit on one frequency and receive on the other. But you really need a, when you put that vertical up, dual band vertical up, you might be able to work it, but you just transmit up on, like, I think it's 145.990, and the receive frequency is 437.800, but you have to tune up to down, you know, 5, go up to 805.810, and go all the way down to 795, just tune receive frequency, because the downlink frequency, since it's on the UHF, it does a Doppler effect, it's a little bit more than it does the other one, but you also got full single sideband capability on that radio, too, that you've got, so you can work some linear satellites, too. It works a little better with a beam for 2 and 435, but it's not intended. Some people use egg beaters and stuff like that, but you might be able to get into it with vertical, though. If it's the pass is directly up pretty high overhead, then you might be able to get into it okay when you get that dual band or mounted up above your roof.
Give me them frequencies again. Let me write them down. I didn't have my pen. I know I won't be able to remember them.
The uplink for the ISS voice repeater is 145.990. That's FM. And you got to have a 67 hertz tone on that uplink. Otherwise, you won't get through. And the downlink is 437.800 FM, and you need to be able to have it on two different VFOs. That's the best way to do it. Have one on, have your 2 meter uplink transmit on one VFO, and have the other VFO set on the downlink. And the downlink, the 437 downlink VFO, you need to be able to tune it right from 795 to 810. When you look at the passes, you can get a, if you got a phone or, I mean, a, you know, phone that uses apps, you can get this. It's called ISS Detector app, and it'll tell you the passes when it's coming over, and it'll show you where it is on the horizon, and it'll track it as it's passing. So you get an idea how, you know, well, it's like it's, if it's at 45 degrees and it's coming in from the southwest, you know, it's coming up, as well, it's coming out of the southwest, heading to the northeast, and which direction it's coming out, where it is exactly in the sky. And you can, I'll give you an idea, when it gets up high enough, you'll be able to hit it with a vertical probably, but more likely, if you want to get serious about this, low pass is a little better, because the footprint of the satellite, the space station is a little better, and you'll be able to talk. Now, for instance, I got a guy in, talked to a guy in Texas, and got a guy down in Miami, and, you know, Iowa, North Dakota. It just depends on how far out it is, but, you know, it's just like you and I talking now, but it's real quick QSO. So you just give me call sign, and you quit square. That's about it.
You said the downlink was 437.800, and then you said something about 795 and 810. What was that? Now, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, if you got your 435.800 on you, that's the center frequency for the downlink. Is the satellite, you know, for instance, if the satellite or the space station, it starts to, you know, come over the horizon, you know, when it gets above, you know, say maybe 2 or 3 or 4 degrees above the horizon, maybe it gets up to 15, that Doppler on the downlink, because of the, you know, because of the UHF, it shifts, instead of being 800, it's going to be like 437.810. And then as it starts to pass overhead, it's going to go to 805, and then maybe 800, and 795, then maybe 700. You can tune it and hear it. It'll get louder. You know, you'll be able to tune it in a little better. You won't be able to, if you leave it on one certain frequency, you might be able to hear them for maybe 2 minutes, and after that you won't be able to hear because the frequency has actually changed because it's shifting through the Doppler shift is causing the frequency to shift. This is coming through the atmosphere.
Jerry, I understand what you're saying now. See, all this is brand new to me, man. I'm learning, you know. I'm like a sponge.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a little, you know, it's not real complicated once you get everything set up. It's just a question of being there at the right time when it's going over and being able to jump in there, you know, and you know, get somebody to respond to you. But it's... I record mine, yes, this one's got an in radio recording. I'm pretty sure the 991A has one too. And I have it set to record, you know, when I'm talking to somebody and when it's going overhead, I'll go ahead and set it up to record the PVFO, for instance, which is the downlinks, and also what I'm transmitting on the mic. That way, if I didn't get to the call sign wrote down quick enough, I can review that recording and write it down correctly. As I'm getting older, I can't remember call signs. I can barely remember my own sometimes.
For patient too, and I tell you something, man, all the chemo I've had, it makes it real difficult to remember.
Well, that is. My mother-in-law had renal cell cancer, and it just... She had it for years and years, though, but she was in her 80s, you know, before. But they didn't catch it early enough, I don't think. They didn't take out everything they needed to, but she kind of, her mental state was never as good as it was before. It's just tough on it. It kills all kinds of cells, not just cancer cells. Chemo is rough, you know. It's just whether or not you can survive the chemo long enough for it to get to other stuff, too.
Be hard on you, I'll be honest with you. It's real hard on you.
If you'll look up my call sign on QRZ, and if you're going to that website, if you'll check in there, and if you'll sign up and register on QRZ, there's a lot of good information on in that satellite form, and I'm a member there. And, if you get interested in that stuff, like I said, so much good information. You can find a lot of stuff on there, but if you can look me up on QRZ, you can see my email address is on there. And if you decide when you get to the point where you get your antenna up and you want to try something different, you know, you just let me know and I'll be glad to help you out what little I can. Like I said, I don't come in contact with nobody yet, but I can maybe I can help you out. You know, give you some advice about something. I've started on this thing actually. In 2019, I got a Kenwood handheld, D74A handheld. I started working, got me one of these handheld air antennas, and I started working the ISS then, and I started working at SO50 Saudi satellite. And it got to be a lot of fun, but it was on the run 5 watts, and which is, you can get into it with 5 watts pretty well, but some of these satellites require a little bit more power. Sometimes it might require 10, maybe 25 watts to get in and capture that FM signal sometimes, but it doesn't require a whole lot of power. It just requires you being in the right spot at the right time, and throw your call in there, and your grid square, and hope somebody needs that grid square. It's almost like it sounds like a DX pileup almost.
Jerry, I've really enjoyed talking with you, man. I'm gonna get off here and go find me something to eat, I believe. But yeah, I'm on here a lot. I'm retired. I had to go out on disability, so I'm on here a lot. Yell at me and enjoy talking with you. Your email's on there. I'll look you up in a little while and I'll shoot you my email address. And I'll shoot you my information. We can get together sometime after I get over all this mess, man. I'll make sure I'm clear. I wouldn't want nobody to get what I've had. I promise you I wouldn't. But, KO4JQX, I'll say 73 to you. Merry Christmas, just in case I don't talk to you again before Christmas. And wish you and your family a very safe and Merry Christmas to you. And I'll be clear after you're fine.
Jeff, it's really good talking with you. I hope you get over that stuff. I'll be thinking about you, because that thing's tough to deal with in addition to all the other things you got going on, too, I know. And, I think hopefully we'll get the shot, you know, whenever it comes out. I'm sure a lot of people say they ain't going to take it. I said, as soon as I can get it, I'm going to take it. You know, I just don't want to get that stuff. I got respiratory problems, too, sometimes. And I just don't want to get it made. I'll be 70 in March, and I just don't want to. I'm in the old folks category now, and I don't want to get anything like that. I don't like hospitals, and I don't want to have to go to one. But unless you have a nice Christmas, and like I said, if you hear me on here, just give me a holler. Because I get on this one, I get on the 9-7 in Anderson sometime, but I'm more apt to be on this, the 6-1, than I am any of them, because I can get into it real well, and it's got good coverage. But see, if you hear me sometime, and just jump in. It's good talk with you. And, yeah, shoot me an email, and I'll try to respond to you, and find some links up, some stuff that might help you with that satellite stuff when you get interested in it. But you got a real, at 991, it's an awful good rig. If I thought I was going to do HF stuff, that's what I'd have. But listen, take it easy, Jeff. Have a good Christmas. If I don't talk to you, but I probably will between now and then. I'll say 73, N4DJC clear.